and it's inspired by him. It is God-breathed by him. And we can trust what we read to be God's word. Amen? And what's more, not just the red letters are Jesus' words, but all of it, okay? Now, regardless of whether you think kingdom come should be there or not, all of this is just to simply say we should be praying how Jesus teaches us to pray in this text. If you want a simple acronym, and I'll close with this, a simple acronym to sort of organize your thoughts and your prayers on this subject, A-C-T-S, ACTS, okay? It's sort of organized just like the Lord's Prayer. A, adoration. We are praising the Lord. We are reverencing him. We are saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. We are saying those things. We are praying those things and praising him for it. Next, confession. We are being humble enough to admit our sins. We are being humble enough to recognize the impurity that we have, and we are trusting the Lord to not just forgive us, not just to cleanse us, but to completely remove all unrighteousness and give us Christ's righteousness. So we are adoring him, we're confessing, that's A, C, then we are offering our thanks. So what greater thing should we be thankful for than the cleansing of God that he's given us in Christ Jesus? Is there anything greater? I'd say probably not. Probably not. If you were to list the greatest things that ever happened to you, I hope number one is your salvation. Number two, perhaps, being something like the day you were married or the day your kids were born or something like that. But we should be thankful for it. Thankful for our salvation. Thankful for, how about this, God's word. That we can examine all these different things and come to the conclusion that this has been preserved for thousands of years. 3,500 roughly for a lot of the Old Testament, 2,000 for the New Testament. It's absurd when you think about it from a human standpoint. Only a supernatural God could actually preserve this word so perfectly in all that time. They couldn't even do it with the Iliad and the Odyssey. And we're forced to study that in high school. Imagine if we were forced to study something like the Bible, but I digress. Thanksgiving, offering your thanks to God. You have adoration, confession, thanksgiving. Last, supplication. Supplication. There again, that's when he says, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts. Lead us not into temptation. He's expressing the need that is truly there, and he is saying only God can answer those prayers. Only God. Only God can make a promise like this. And only God can actually answer that promise. When he promises, one of my favorite ones, Romans 8:28, that how many things work together for the good of those that love God? All things. All things. Not just a couple. Not some here or there. Not sometimes you kind of fall through the net. But all things work together of those that love God. To the good of those that love God, rather. So we are offering our supplication before him, our needs, and even our intercession that we're praying for other people too. We have, once more, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. It's just a really easy way to memorize, or not memorize, but organize all of your thoughts, your prayers, as you pray. And certainly, don't hesitate from praying the Lord's Prayer. Amen. If Jesus told us to pray then like this, do wise to pray like this. Amen. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your many blessings to us. We thank you so much for the opportunity and gift that prayer really is. And Lord, when we come to the word knowing full well that this is your word, that you've inspired it, that you've preserved it, that we can actually trust in all these promises, Lord, that you are going to answer them, answer our prayers rather, perfectly every single time. Lord, help us to be bold in our prayers. Help us to be bold in bringing our requests before you. Help us to be bold in our worship of you. Help us to be bold in our thanksgiving, Lord. Help our prayers to be a testimony of you. Help our thanksgiving to be a testimony of you. Lord, help us to stand on your word and help us to proclaim the goodness of God wherever we might go. Father, I pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.